This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. We're broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. I was going to say, I wish you could be here, but not really, because then it'd be really crowded and I wouldn't be able to move along. And I really wouldn't get fed, because, you know, if you've seen me, you know I need food. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I usually don't carry guests over the next hour, but I can't let this one go that easy. We're talking to Burgess Owens. He's the author of a book called Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. And I, Burgess, I jokingly say that that title is probably a little better than my title on my book, which is we need to start hitting people straight up. You know, this is what's going on, right?
You know, I think the biggest thing we can do today is recognize who our enemy is. One thing about Americans is we know who we're fighting. We always win. It's not black and white. It's not poor and rich. It is actually ideology. It's socialist.
Am I on? We are living in a hyphenated society, right? American is in there, but we're black, or we're Italian, or we're this, and we're that. And I believe that that, too, was a strategy of the left to separate us.
Absolutely.
Right? Because a house divided can be easily torn down,
yep.
Right? But out of all of those hyphenations, we're Americans, but
right.
We've lost that spirit, right?
Well, what happens, Karl Marx, the founder of socialism, the Communist Manifesto, made a point, said that the next battle is in the classroom. What they've done is they've done a very good job of disconnecting us from our history. And when we understand our history, we as Americans are all proud, because we realize together is what we did to get us to where we are today.
And we are a land of laws, not a land of personalities or popularity. But you're right. If we don't understand that, then we think, okay, well, then whoever has the best emotional story, they win,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Versus, well, what does the law say about this immigration, about borders, about this or about that?
Okay, Burgess, Jesse Waters was doing something on a college campus about what the Civil War was, and I was floored, because he was talking to a bunch of young black kids, and almost none of them knew what the Civil War was. They don't know what it was fought. They don't know why it was.
Episode.
Did you see that one?
It was crazy.
And I was saying to myself, are you serious? You don't know. I know all of us, right? You don't know your own history. You don't, you know, how easy is it? Again, you're sitting there listening to your teacher and really not, you know, you think that the Republicans are the oppressors of the black people, and you don't even know what the Civil War
is. Well, it comes down to this. Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders, said, ignorant and free can never be. That's the beginning. And the other part is that progressives have purposely taken us out. The connection with our past. It's called progressivism. And if you can take away our history and then put in their own history of what they want, and all of a sudden we have a people that's divided. We have in this country, after years of opportunities that has seen no bounds, the electing a black president for 8 years, we have black Americans being taught to be racist, to think with our skin, to judge against others, and then, because they have no critical thinking, think they're not racist. They defend the fact they cannot be racist because they were depressed. What a demeaning view.
And this generation of young black millennials don't understand the word depression. We don't know what racism really is like, right? I mean, my generation, we don't know what real racism is all about, right? I can read it in a book. And we get, like, you know, individual racism. Yeah. Of course, I grew up in the Deep South, so you meet individuals who are racist, perhaps. But we have no idea what systematic racism is all about. But let me just say, because I'm looking at the chapter titles of your book, Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. You have a chapter, The Spirit of Harriet Tubman. Chapter 3, What Happened to All the Good Men? Chapter 5, The Black Family, 40 Years of Lies. Booker T. Washington and W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean, A Black History Month Moment. I mean, The Talented Tenth. I mean, this is like real substance.
What I really do hope is that people take the time, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, because it's all about education. And once we understand where we really came from, our roots, that all in common, all the cultures of America have experienced the same opportunities. It's just that we now have been retraining ourselves, and in places we're training the black community to think quite differently. Once the black community understands what's happening to them, there's going to be some very upset people, and the Democratic Party will never, ever own us again.
But why are they not seeing it now? You know, I've talked to Kathy about this before, and you know, when Trump came out and he said, look, you're voting, you've been voting for them for 60 years.
What do you have to lose?
But yeah, you've got nothing to lose. So did that hit a nerve with the black community or not?
It's going to come down to black conservatives like ourselves having the courage to stand up and say what's correct, understanding that there's a heart in Americans, all of us, that we all want to be happy.
Right.
And I tell you, at the end of the day, it's going to work out that we're going to get these folks back just by going to, first of all, the New Deal. That's online. Find out what Trump is putting together for the black community. The first document, by the way, since Lincoln, that deals specifically with the black race. In the Emancipation Proclamation and the Freedom Bureau, was the last time that a president focused on the black community. Now we have the New Deal. 10 points, and those 10 points put in our community will bring us back in a big way.
Hey, man. Thank you so much
for being
here.
With me today. And,
you
get this on Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon.
Okay.
You can go to my website, Burgess Owens Talks, like we're doing right now.
All right.
It's a direct link there, or Barnes & Noble.
Burgess Owens Talks, and we'll put it all up on our website, too, to make sure people get to the book.
Thanks, Joe.
Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. If you go to Amazon, you can buy both books at the same time. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy.
Let's do it.
For the last 8 years,
let's do it.
It's everything you've been told and taught to hate. And guess what? You don't have to.
There we go.
We're on the same side. Burgess, thanks so much for being with
us. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the web. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call me, because I won't answer. I won't be able to hear you. Yes, radio is magic, but you know what? When we're at CPAC, broadcasting live, CPAC 2017, kind of noisy, as you can hear. Kathy Barnett joins me here, because I don't want to sit here alone. And
hello, everyone.
You know, Kathy, I'm looking around. This guy here is my favorite guy. See the guy with the hat? Now, they can't see him up to the right.
Uh-huh.
He showed up with a box of cannolis last night. So
what?
He's like, he's now my favorite blogger. So, and I could be bought. Doesn't take much. Come down here with a box of cannolis, and we are
and
buddies.
That's all it takes. So
that's
cheap.
All it takes. So, a lot of excitement here this morning. Scott Walker's been walking. Scott Walker's been walking.
Yeah.
Back and forth here for a while. Was he a choice of yours for president?
No.
Really?
No, because I had Cruz. And then
that's right too. I'm sorry.
Dropped out of the primary. Hey, I jumped on that Trump train so big.
Okay. So as you've been going around here, we're running around here, whatever you want to call it.
Green.
Yeah, this one here? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Oh, there I am. Yes,
okay.
I can hear myself. Oh,
my God.
And a box.
Hey, you guys, I'll take a picture of this desk later on. And you
like
can see why we're, you can see why we're looking for stuff all over the place.
I mean, think of a tech guy at your,
being excited.
At Corporate America, how their office looks. Yeah, that's how it takes.
So as you're walking around, you must be, you're seeing the young kids like I am. You're walking around here seeing what's happening. Does it, although you were here last year, right?
I was.
Am I off? I mean, there seemed to be more of a buzz last year.
This one is much more muted than last year. Last year, it was just popping. It was energy and all, I mean, like hundreds of young conservatives. And, I mean, I think Radio Row was like really compacted. Everybody and their grandmother was here hosting a show. But then again, last year was a primary. You know, we were towards the end of that primary season. So perhaps that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
But this is still really good. I mean, it's a really good vibe and everything. Whenever you have an opportunity as conservatives to come together and you're not listening to ridiculous illogic, this is good. I feel like I'm at home.
Yeah.
Heaven is going to be something like this.
I mean, for some of us, this is like being in church on Sunday, right?
Yes,
it's easy to be a conservative, easy, right? Okay.
I know. Heaven has to be a little bit like this.
Then you get out of the real world and you're really going to be in a lot of trouble. So again, I want to keep coming back to my theme around here because I like listening to the young people when they're talking. There was a group of young girls downstairs. I think you saw them with the red dresses on.
Yes.
With the white shirt. Yeah, we couldn't miss them, right? But they really, oh my God, I'm going to really date myself now. They really sound like a bunch of teeny boppers that were waiting for
them. But we need that in the Republican Party and the conservative movement, right? We can't all be old, staunch.
And you have to use me for an example.
No, I was not. But we need that youthfulness, you know. I mean, when you're around a bunch of young people, I mean, like you can't help but smile. I mean, you know, whether you're smiling at their ignorance or just how vibrant they are, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I am smiling at their excitement. I really am getting a kick out of them wanting to get involved
and wanting to get involved.
So, hey, here's a story I haven't sent you, and I just saw it. Somebody sent it to me. Mississippi School District moves forward to desegregate schools. Weren't they supposed to do this like 70 years ago? Right?
So you are talking about Mississippi.
All right,
so,
well, yeah, you know. Okay. I say that to my wife sometimes because she's from the South. I say, stop like moseying like Mississippi people do. Come on, get a move on here. The Mississippi School District is moving forward with a plan to desegregate its schools. This is 62 years after the landmark Brown versus Board of Education and the Supreme Court ruling. Now, the Cleveland School District must come up with a plan to merge schools. Don't you think this, again, 60 years ago they were supposed to do this. So the delay in segregation, that's not a delay. That's a total just, right? I mean, you're just not paying attention to it.
But carry on. It said the district has two high schools.
Right.
All students except two
right.
are African American, so it's predominantly black. The other two are Hispanics, and then they have a Cleveland, 40% students are black, 40% white, 1%. So what are they talking about desegregation? It seems like it already is.
Well, but maybe it wasn't official.
Since 2013, students have been allowed to choose which school they want to attend.
Right.
Has remained mostly black. Okay, then. So they want to desegregate the black schools and put more white kids in there and more Asian and Hispanic. So they're not trying to desegregate the white school. They're trying to desegregate the black school.
So you're gonna I don't know.
First of all, it's really, to some degree, since 2013, the students have been able to choose which school they want to attend, because that's kind of the premise behind school vouchers and school choice, is that
right.
you get to choose. Hopefully, you will choose to go to a better school than the worst schools. But I don't know. Are the black schools the best schools, or is that just where all their friends go?
I don't know. When I read stories like this, when I read where... And it's almost like a forced integration, if you would. What if the majority? See, they never give you all the details. What if the majority of this area is black? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a high percentage of blacks in this school, or whites, and it's a majority white or majority black area, I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay, I'm assuming that these are the staff on this school, the Cleveland school. The state exam proficiency rate is 22%. So they don't have a great proficiency rate. Proficiency in reading.
Right. Boy, look at they don't have a great proficiency rate, but they have a pretty good graduation rate.
Hey, just get them out.
Right. So anyway, I don't know. When I read when they start playing around with desegregation, when they start playing around with deciding how different.
But it's like, you know, like how you can have reverse discrimination.
Yeah.
So this is like reverse desegregation.
So what they were doing in my area of the world is they were talking about how to get more minorities into the area. Now the homes are $400,000-$600,000, not far from me. They were trying to figure out how to get more minorities in there, and they were going to subsidize, they were going to go with low interest loans, they were going to do all kinds of crazy stuff. And so the bottom line with it, though, was, is it the American dream about making these things happen on your own and not having the government kind of...
That's the debate.
You know.
Look who we have coming up. Dr. Kelly Ward. You are so awesome.
You guys are awesome.
I love you, but how in the world did you not win?
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Well, I think that the
machine came
$10 million plus on his side really helped him to be able to pull the wool
the
over.
Machine the machine came against her, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's really what it boiled down to.
It definitely was. But we did something that no one really has ever done. Beat John McCain in 5 out of 15 counties
yes.
in Arizona. And, you know, we're going to take
right.
on Jeff Flake.
We got to go for a quick break. I want to talk to you more about this afterward. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, we're going back. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not going to answer. Wouldn't be able to hear you anyhow. We're broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. And, yeah, it'll continue to get noisy, I'm sure. We are here with Dr. Kelly Ward.
I like that.
And her cheering section.
I would have voted for you.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Kathy Barnett is with me. And you ran against Senator John McCain.
Yeah, I call him a DC Dragon.
And the Machine.
DC Dragon, DC Dinosaur.
Yeah, I agree. No, he needs to move along. You know what? He needs, and you guys don't have to say anything. You can be uncomfortably quiet if you wish. But, you know, we call people heroes. They do something, one thing great in their life, and 50 years later, we're still calling him a hero. What has that man actually done in the last 5 years?
He's caused a lot of trouble.
He's been a stumbling block,
yes,
is what he's been. Did you see him over in Germany? Do you have any comments about the fact that you would go to another land and diss your own president?
Yeah. He
got on Obama for doing that. So
yes. Well, did he? Because I never saw him get on Obama about anything. Really.
No, he did. He did
no
early
on.
He did. He did once or twice. He said, you know, he shouldn't be over in other countries telling people what we're doing wrong.
Right.
What did he just do?
He said that the Trump administration is in disarray. I don't see any disarray. I see the border on the verge of getting secure. I see illegal immigration on the verge of being stopped. I see our economy soaring. Look at the Dow.
Look at the Dow getting records every day.
That's right. I see Obamacare almost getting ready to be repealed if the Senate actually has the will to
now,
do
what
it.
Now, what I see in disarray would be the Democrat Party, who has now called themselves the party of no. That's disarray.
Yes. They are spinning around like people with that there's no magnet in their compass. You know, they're just...
they're a bunch of 17-year-old spoiled brats that are just trying to get their way. You know, it's interesting to listen to, you know how Trump has been able to work a deal out with some of our military vendors, you know, so we're going to save a couple $100 million on these planes.
Yes.
The thing he did with carriers, some of the jobs he's bringing back. When you look at everything that he's been able to do, I don't know, if you're not watching this on a daily basis, there's always a story that comes out that says, well, there was already a deal in place by the Obama administration to save money on those planes. Air Force One was never going to be, you know, $4 billion.
Well, the way they were going to save money was by cutting our military down to make us non-competitive in the world.
We have very obsolete everything,
yes,
right? And I spent 10 years in the military, so it's a very frustrating thing to see how they have used the military to be like some kind of social experiment.
Yes.
Petri dish, right? It really has become a really sad... It's become a sad thing. But I like to say Donald Trump has done more in his first 3 weeks of presidency than most presidents do in 2 terms.
Yes.
And yet, John McCain will go over and say his party, his administration is in disarray.
Right. And also, also accuse the president of being a tyrant. Saying that he's trying to shut down the free press. No, he is not trying to shut down the free press. He's trying to free the press, because
yes.
The press has become so politically charged and ideological that they can't even see that they are not a free press any longer.
Yes, the free press has become tethered to the Democratic Party, and now they are beginning to act like an opposition party.
They are. I think that's true.
They're part of the Democrat team.
Yes.
I don't want
to see the fake news or the very fake news. I want to see the real news.
I mean, but that really is a problem when you think about why the Founding Fathers put that in our First Amendment about freedom of press, because an informed population cannot be an enslaved population.
Yes.
So what do we do then when you have the majority, 9 out of 10 of the mainstream media outlets? I mean, every day, it's like anger fatigue already.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted of it. They follow behind everything. What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it has to actually start with the education system, because the people who have come up through the education systems are the ones that have been brainwashed to this liberal way of thinking, and then they go into professions like journalism and education, and the cycle gets us deeper and deeper into trouble.
Yeah, but you said it, you know, an informed population, you're taking for granted, first of all, that they're even understanding what they're reading. Remember, we talked about this earlier, where you know, a group of people didn't know that the Civil War was all about.
No, black people did not know what major document President Lincoln put into place.
Yeah.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They didn't know.
Nope. Right.
That's a problem.
It is.
And
it
a lot of our young people don't know when we want our independence, who we want it from.
When you watch the shows like Waters World and
that's
you see him walking around, or you see...
Mark Dice is another one. You watch his
Jimmy
stuff.
Jimmy Kimmel even has lie witness news and goes around and says, hey, how did you like it that Rob Kardashian got appointed to, you know, he's the appointee for the Supreme Court, and people are actually commenting upon it
like
as
they have
it's
a clue.
True.
And like they have a clue, right?
Yes.
So let's get back to you. Are you running again? You have to take this man out.
I am running again. I am running for the U.S. Senate. I'm actually challenging Jeff Flake, who is a mini John McCain. He's been in D.C. about 18 years. He ran on a term limit pledge and then reneged on it, which I find appalling. He's to the left of John McCain on border security and immigration. If it were up to him, we would have Merrick Garland in the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah.
He was fighting to have him to have a hearing to be appointed to the Supreme Court. I think he's
Republican.
Well, supposedly.
Yes.
He voted
in
for TPP.
Only.
Right. Voted for TPP, wants the Ex-Im Bank, voted for bailouts of Puerto Rico, because there'll be some people that say he's fiscally conservative. No. He votes for spending. He votes for bailouts.
So he's a Democrat.
Well, he is.
He's a liberal.
He is. He is very liberal. And the most disappointing thing is that he ran as a conservative, fiscally and socially, and he's just been a complete disappointment.
Right, and here's the thing. People say, I came into an awareness. Remember, like, that was one of the things Obama said about homosexuality and all the things, you
same-sex
know. Like,
marriage,
you know, like, I grew into
he
this
evolved.
Awareness. Yeah,
he evolved.
But see, but to say you're a conservative, right, those ties run deep.
Yes, they do.
You don't say you're conservative and actually purport that you espouse conservative principles, and then all of a sudden wake up and evolve into someone who will sign off on TPP.
Yes.
Or Merrick Garland.
Yes.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, within about 2 weeks after he got into the Senate, he joined the Gang of Eight amnesty.
He didn't even wait.
No. So, you know, and I think it was because he got under the wrong wing, the wing of John McCain. And John McCain steered him in the wrong direction, and he hasn't been able to get on course on his own.
You know, I've said this before. I think that you're seeing a breakup even in the Republican Party. I don't think these guys are going to hold it in support of Trump. I don't think they're going to stay strong for him. And I think Rand Paul, not Rand Paul, who's our speaker?
Paul Ryan.
I think Paul Ryan actually is the first wave of progressive Republicans. I really do. When you hear him talk, you saw...
They all are. Yeah. Under Obama, it was almost as if he was like an Obama cheerleader, whatever Obama said, right? And they come in front of the cameras with some faux pseudo anger, but it's not really, right? And then they go behind closed doors, and we've seen that. Yep. But
well, John McCain and Jeff Flake are much more, have much more real anger towards conservatives. They both said, Flake said, we need to purge this party of people who support Donald Trump. And,
wow.
And in my election, when you know, I said, no matter what happens, come primary day, John McCain will not support Donald Trump once this primary is over.
Yeah.
And I have been 100% right.
Right. Well, see, but I think that that is our strategy. You know, like there are a number of strategies of going to the people and beginning to educate a very uneducated population of American citizens. But I think the other strategy is to find out who is running, who is opposing our president, and to put people like yourself. And I vetted you out starting last year when I met you.
Thank
because,
you.
Of course, you know, at that point you were just someone trying to
yeah.
be another politician.
That's right.
So, and I think that you have to have a little bit of an adversarial relationship with those who are running for office.
Yeah. You can't love everybody who, I mean, you have to be able, be willing, even if you do love them or you like them a lot, or you know, you have to be willing to hold them to the principles that
yes.
you hold dear, which
that's
for me are small government, low taxes, personal responsibility, and following the Constitution. If we do those things, we will have this country, we will make America
we
great
will
again.
Be great again, right?
We will
again,
make
right?
America great again, yes.
Yes, yes, guys,
you
I
know.
Love her.
But she's going to hold my feet to the fire.
I love Trump, but I believe we have to hold his feet to the
I
fire.
Agree.
This isn't new, though. You know, years ago I went to an event at Frank Luntz's house.
Yeah.
And
did he make you turn dials and stuff there?
No. But I did see the shooting range he has in his cellar. So that was
nice.
Yeah. But so I went there, and they had an event there. It was a quote-unquote conservative event, and it's exactly what they were talking about. How do we get guys like Huckabee out of the party?
Yes.
How do, and they went down a list of people. I'm thinking to myself,
wow.
This is craziness.
Yes.
I thought I was coming to a conservative event to talk about how media people in the media can help promote, and in reality, they were looking to take out the hardcore
conservative.
Me,
right.
You.
The people who believe in our guns and our Bibles,
right.
That we want God in our life, that we want our Second Amendment rights, that we want the freedom to educate our children the way that we see fit, not the way that the overreaching, overbearing federal government sees fit.
And I think Trump has done many things. One of the things he's made is he's made it popular for people like you and I to come out
yeah.
and to be staunch conservative.
That's right.
It's
well,
okay to be a conservative.
It's great to be a conservative. And join me at KellyWard.com.
Right.
Kelly
there
with
go.
An I. Because I care about the people.
We're out of here. But Dr. Kelly, good luck to you. And we'll check in with you
thanks,
again.
Guys.
See how you're doing.
Thanks.
I'm Joe, senior host. You'll be listening to The Rail Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products, and Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm so used to giving out the phone number every segment. I keep forgetting. We're not taking calls. We can't take calls. But I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take a poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Now, Annika, you were with me last year.
I was indeed.
Yeah. And you run a site called thestream.org. This is where the intersection of faith and politics and how President Trump can keep his promise to conservative Christian voters in the next 4 years. And it's where you have a lot of, I don't want to say religious because that's not what I mean, but you have a lot of conservative Christian writers on the site, right?
Absolutely. Both Catholics and evangelicals, those of us who really care about issues like life, religious liberty, and also free markets, keeping America safe, issues that we think stem from our religious beliefs but apply to everyone.
Now, you started this about a year ago. I remember. You were just getting rolling.
Yeah, we were just launching and really happy with how we've grown, excited for the new media landscape we find ourselves in, and for the opportunity in a world of fake news and alternative facts to bring some light.
But your site mixes the two things we're not supposed to talk about, right? Politics and religion. it.
It does, but if we don't talk about them, instead of getting actual facts, we get rumors and suppositions, and it's really not good for anyone.
So what, and I don't mean what kind of traffic, like how many hits. Are you getting a lot of response to the writings or to the articles and the things being posted up on the site?
Yeah, we've gotten some attention. There were a couple things that actually got response from some of the columnists in the New York Times over the last year. We're seeing friends and also foes respond to what we're talking about, especially as this is a dynamic time for the conservative movement generally.
Now, what was interesting is Donald Trump got 82% of the votes cast by religious people, of all the votes cast. I'd like to believe that sites like yours had a handle in that. Was there a lot of discussion around him, where he stands, and that kind of thing on the site?
Oh, absolutely. We focused very much, and not everyone on the site was a full-throated Trump supporter, but I think we all agree that we can celebrate the fact that we don't have Hillary Clinton and the relief we felt.
Well, except for Hillary Clinton. She's not celebrating.
Right. Well, for those of us who care about the right to life, for those of us who care about free markets, even if we didn't support Trump, it's been really relieving, especially in the first month of his administration, to see things like the Mexico City policy, to see things like the nomination of Neil Gorsuch. I mean, these are encouraging signs to any Christian.
Now, I don't know if you recall, and I don't know how much play you got on the site with this, but first it was Tim Kaine who came out and he said that, he's a quote-unquote a devout Catholic.
Right.
And he came out and he said, you know, you're going to have to change, my Catholic brothers and sisters are going to have to change the way they think about Scripture. They're going to have to change the way they feel about same-sex marriage, right, and abortion. And it wasn't long after that where she came out and said the same thing. I mean, every bell and whistle in your head must have gone off.
Oh, absolutely.
And were there articles, and how were the responses on the site about that? I mean, you're visited by Dems and Republicans, I would imagine.
Yes. I think for those of us who, anytime you hear anyone from any party say, this is how you should read Scripture, we take an alarm that you need to change your reading, especially for those of us who have held to an orthodoxy for over 2,000 years. That's pretty
we'll
radical.
We're going to tell God how to do it. He's out of touch with the rest of us, apparently.
Right. No, we were absolutely all over that. I think it's worth noticing that there's one party that allowed for people to believe different things, that allowed for people to hold on to their religious beliefs. Our hope is that Trump maintains, and that he, I think, that he would sign an executive order protecting religious liberty for those who will not change their views just because it's now culturally popular.
You know, I used to be, I won't say petrified, because we're not supposed to be fearful, but I used to be concerned about the free speech of religious people. And not just in church, but, you know, when you see what happens outside the church grounds and things that myself or Kathy would say on our shows, you know, there was a good chance that we could get nailed with some kind of hate speech ordinances in some of these cities. Let's talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Annika Smith joins me with The Stream, or actually, it's stream.org. So don't listen to me. Well, listen to me, but listen to the second part of me. Stream.org. All right, Annika, maybe not so much. See, the magic of radio. They'll never know I made that mistake. Isn't that great? Electronics are wonderful. But I want to get back to it. Though, when you brought this up to me last year, my thought wasn't that you would fail. That wasn't my thought at all. But my thought was, wow, you know, Christians usually don't like to write about this stuff. Usually people of faith are not very politically oriented. They don't want to write anything that might appear to
be
negative.
Too divisive.
Or,
right.
Yeah, or appear to be divisive. How are you finding your writers in those areas? Are they willing to take these issues on?
We're pugnacious. It's a group of people chomping at the bit to take this on, I think, and emboldened, frankly, by the fact that we now have a president who is charging the way in a lot of ways to stand against the status quo of silencing certain voices. I mean, this is a president who told the media that they were ignoring the March for Life and they needed to wake up and see that there are hundreds of thousands of people showing up to stand for things like the right to life.
And they still ignored it.
I know.
Right?
But not as much. The New York Times did send a reporter, I think, because Trump shamed them into it. It wasn't the best coverage, but they were there. And I think you are seeing a group of religious conservatives who are emboldened, who are very hopeful, but cautiously so, given the new administration.
Yeah, and, you know, even my Christian brothers and sisters are telling me that he's not much of a Christian. I go, well, I don't think neither were you when you first started. All right, he may have gone to church for a long time, but I don't really think he's come into a relationship with Christ until very, very recently, is my understanding. And you know what? How about simply pray for him? You were willing to pray for a guy that beat up on Christianity for 8 years. You should at least pray for a guy that's willing to give you some relief and truly give you your religious freedom that you should have.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe in praying for the president, regardless of who he is.
Yep.
That's an office where...
To, yep.
Yes. And it's an office that requires wisdom, protection. God help the person who is in charge of our country.
Yeah, and especially now. We have so many enemies around the world. You know, people are just worried about Islamic terrorism, but there's so many other things going on around the world that really chop away at our foundation, make us unsafe. So what kind of... Are you getting... younger writer, you know, and the reason I ask, because when I look at the millennial groups,
yeah,
and I see the stats done on millennials, they are not believers like we grew up believing, and they're not as sold out to quote-unquote organized religion. Your millennial writers, where are they at?
So technically I do fall into the category millennial, so I will claim myself in this instance. We do have some other great writers. Dustin Siggins writes for us, Mitch Bergsma, great Catholic men, also young millennials. We have some other women who write for us occasionally as well. We're there. I think the interesting thing you bring up, not as sold out, and I would challenge that. I think previous generations, there was a lot of nominal Christianity. There's a lot of cultural Christianity, and what we're seeing, we're coming to maybe even a post-Christian moment. I'm not sure that the actual prevalence of Christianity is less. I think it may be that those who found it comfortable or convenient to be called Christian a few decades ago, that is no longer the case, and they no longer call themselves that.
I think the older, that makes it sound like it's ancient. You know, the Christians in their 40s and 50s or what have you, they will say it's not their place to judge somebody for being gay or having an abortion, where the millennials, when you talk with them, they will say, no, that's okay, or this is okay, or you know what I'm saying, certain lifestyles are okay. That's where I see the big difference. One would say, I'm not God, I'm not taking a stand on it. The other one would say, well, I don't believe that to be true. I believe it's okay. Same-sex marriage is okay, or this is okay, or that's okay.
You know, it's interesting. The numbers actually bear out a split on this.
If I'm wrong, it's okay to say so.
Yeah. Well, I would say on the life issue, I think you're definitely wrong. The millennial generation is actually the first generation that is majority pro-life, in support of protecting life, in support of saying that these are lives in the womb. Now, how that works out into policy, that's where the numbers get a little more fuzzy. But I think that because we grew up with sonograms, we grew up also post-Roe, where our brothers and sisters and our cohort are the ones being aborted. We know that there's something wrong, and we've experienced abortion very intimately and personally for many of us. So I would say that is different. As far as same-sex marriage, I think that's a case where many more people now, there are many more gay people who are out now that same-sex marriage is seen as kind of bourgeois even and mundane, right, post-Obergefell. We have friends who have weddings that we may attend, but I would challenge, there are still many who say that is their choice, but I am over here and this is still my belief, and I still support the right for my pastor to speak out on the biblical truth of this as well. I'm hearing music.
Well, I'm glad somebody is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Annika, thanks for being with me. We'll send more people to the site. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Joe.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.